Recording now.
All righty. Do you want me to just kick off, or is there any introduction, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, you can just go ahead and start now.
Okay. My name is Peter Schultz. This is me, and I'm the founder of Wealth Builder Publishing and The Winning Secret. So our approach might be a little bit different than some that you've heard. A lot of traders that I work with and I've interacted with are very much into the technical aspects of trading, the timing of trading, particularly with derivatives. That's really important. And the only real difference is in kind of how we look at this and how we think of things. I have always thought of trading as a means to an end and a way to, and it actually took me a few years to do this because originally I was just trying to win on my trades. And maybe that's where you're at, and build my brokerage account. And after a few years, it actually took quite a few years, I realized my ultimate goal is to accumulate wealth. And in this case, the definition of wealth is assets that spin off cash flow for you so that working becomes optional. And I have no objection to working. I like working. I like what I do, but I've never liked having bosses. I don't like being restricted. If I want to take a break, I want to be able to take a break. And when I get inspired, I want to be able to work around the clock if I want to. So that kind of freedom is absolutely invaluable, especially to certain people. And if you kind of fall into that camp, I want you to kind of view this presentation with the overriding idea that what we're trying to do is really liberate ourselves. So I'm not talking about becoming a billionaire. I'm talking about just being your own person and not having finances dictate what you do or don't do. So that's kind of the purpose of Wealth Builder Publishing. We actually changed the name of the company a few years ago to reflect that. I've got other strategies. If you go to the website, some really viable, effective strategies. I've made a lot of people millionaires. We had a live event a little while back, and this one airline pilot, big handsome guy, at least my wife tells me he's handsome, kept screaming in my face, "You've made me a millionaire. You've made me a millionaire." And that's kind of gratifying. So the first step is getting some cash flow coming in. So let's talk about that. Just to be clear, we're going to be talking about trading in the options market. So there's obviously no guarantees. I know you know that, but I'm kind of obligated to say it. All we can do is tilt the playing field in our favor. And what you're about to see is the best method for doing that I've seen in my 30 plus trading career. This is effective. This is why I still do it. When a guy told me about it way back when I first got involved in options about 25 years ago, it kind of blew me away. Couldn't believe it. So even if you know about this strategy, do not discount it. There is a lot of power here. So there's three key elements you're going to need in order to retire in comfort in 3 years or less. Now, maybe you're 27 years old and you're not really planning on retiring at age 30. You don't have to. Like I say, you can keep working at whatever you want. So if you're not older, if you're not interested in retiring, that's fantastic. Maybe substitute financial independence in there. But whatever it means to you, you're still going to need these three key elements. The first one is safety. This is sacred money. You cannot lose it. I think one of my favorite Warren Buffett quotes, and he's got a lot, but the first rule of investing is don't lose money. And rule number two and rule number three are see rule number one. So, you know, that's kind of tongue in cheek. If you're going to invest, you know that occasionally you're going to lose. But let's just put the odds as far in our favor as we possibly can. And I want to just kind of tell a self-revealing story here. When I first started out, you know, maybe like you, you know, you're sharp, you're quick, you have a lot of confidence in yourself. And I thought my edge in trading was going to be me. I'm just going to be a little quicker than the next guy, a little smarter than the next guy. And if you've been trading for any length of time, you know that the market is nothing if not a humbling experience. So I wiped out my account two or three times. And after a while, realized that I just couldn't keep doing that anymore. I needed a real edge, not some perceived advantage in my own mind. There's a lot smarter people than me out there, and there's algorithms now that are just so quick and do everything so right. You really need something else going for you. So we're going to talk about that. So the second thing is better than market returns. So the S&P 500 has returned 11% on average over the last 30, 40 years, and that's with dividends reinvested. Without dividends, it's actually lower than that. So if you don't have a lot of years to invest, or you don't want to have to invest a lot of years, and I'm talking about 10, 20, 30 years, to get where you need to be or where you want to be, this part is critical. Better than market returns, and those better than market returns have to be consistent. It doesn't do you any good to take one step forward and take two steps back. If you're a derivatives trader, if you've traded futures or options, pretty much know what I'm talking about. So number three, and this is the really exciting part, is a tax-free buildup and payout. Remember, the only money that matters is the money you get to keep. Now, everybody kind of has a different view on taxes. Most people aren't crazy about them, but if you've never paid a lot of taxes, they're not that big of an emotional trigger for you. I've been fortunate enough to be in a position to have had to have paid a lot of taxes. In 2021, I paid over $2 million in federal income tax alone. That'll still get you a nice house in a lot of jurisdictions. So taxes mean something to me, and I don't want to play games. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder all the time. So I don't screw around. I absolutely do everything by the letter of the law. And I think it's important that you do too, just to have remove one big anxiety, potential anxiety in your life. So this is all done through the U.S. tax code. You're going to see it here in a minute, and you can do this strategy inside of that protection. So with all the investments you've ever done in your life up until now, did you ever get an exact percentage probability that they would work out? So ever since I've been a kid, sitting around the dinner table with my dad and all of his friends, you know, everybody would talk about buy real estate. And they'd say, hey, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. You know, all these great sages were telling me how to get rich. Well, in all the investments I've ever seen, whether it's a stock or a bond or a piece of real estate, did anybody ever, you know, line out in black and white and say, well, here's your percentage chance of winning on that piece of real estate or that investment? And that's never happened for me until now. And the reason is something called the Black-Scholes formula. So now you're probably familiar with that if you're an options trader. Obviously, you don't have to do this math in order to make money with options, fortunately. Just like you don't know, need to know all the internal workings of the internal combustion engine to drive your car to the bank. You need to know where the gas pedal is, you know, where the brakes are, where the steering wheel is. So because of a Nobel Prize winning formula, and that's back in 1998, called the Black-Scholes options pricing model, this is the formula that made the options market possible back in 1973. Before that, they had options, but nobody knew how to price them. And the prices moved all the time. They were published in the newspaper. I mean, trading options now might be a little bit risky. I mean, back then it was crazy. But this formula has made the options modern options market possible for us. So when you look at an options chain, it's either coming from the Black-Scholes formula or some derivative. You know, they've made derivatives of the formula that are more accurate with different names. But this is essentially the piece of math that makes this market possible for us. So I'm grateful for this piece of math. So we've used this math to come up with a way to trade that says you're going to win the vast majority of the time. Now, this is what I'm talking about when I say we get an edge. We have a mathematical edge. This edge cannot be argued with. It doesn't matter if you're tall or short. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white. It doesn't matter if your dad was a nuclear scientist or he was unemployed for most of your life. This formula works because it has nothing to do with us. It works because it's math, and this math does not change. So let's take a typical trade. So here's a typical trade. This is like what would appear on my service, my subscription service. And so the stock is, and this is actual commentary from one of the trades we did. The stock has been continuously trending lower and we're selling above downtrend resistance. So if you know nothing else, you know nothing really about options. You know nothing about, technical analysis or even the fundamentals of the company or even knowing what the company is. Take a look at this chart and what we're doing and what you see up here, what you see, this thing that I've drawn out here with the lines is called a credit spread. Now, maybe you know what a credit spread is. Maybe you've traded credit spreads. All I can tell you is before you discount this presentation, just stick with me a little while and I think you might become a believer. So all we're trying to do with this strategy is not determine where the stock is going to go in the next 10 days. We're trying to determine where it is not going to go. And that is a much, much easier task. So you take a look at this, you take a look at this downtrend line, you take a look at what the stock is doing right now. It's just had a big red bar, big down bar. what are the chances of winning on this trade? Well, you know, if you were to look at this chart and maybe you've traded a little bit and you look at it and you say, well, you know, Peter, I think your chances are pretty good. Pretty good. Well, that's great. That makes me feel better. Pretty good doesn't tell me my specific chance of winning on this trade. But this is one of the things I love about this strategy. So here I use thinkorswim like a lot of options traders do. We just pull up and you can arrange these. See this layout right here? I'm going to get my little drawing tool so I can bring your attention to certain things. So see this right here, layout. So you can have these columns say different things, which is kind of cool. So I'm selecting implied volatility, probability being out of the money, and the delta. Those are the important things for this strategy. And there's other important things too, where we can rearrange these layouts. And that's kind of more advanced. But just to get a picture right now, the option that we're going to sell is the 265 strike. And we look down here and our probability of being out of the money is 82.71%. My goodness, they're not just telling us the percentage. They're taking it down to a tenth of a percent in probability. So we have an 82.71% chance of winning on this trade. That's not even based on the chart. That's really based on where the underlying is right now at this exact instant of time, how far away the sold strike is, and how much time until expiration, and what the implied volatility is of those options. They take all that, they enter it into the formula, and they come up with 82.71%. I have a question. If your buddy took you outside in the backyard and he had a magic coin and he said, you know what, we're going to flip this coin and you're going to call heads and it's going to come up heads 82.71% of the time. And oh, by the way, every time it comes up heads, I'm going to hand you $1,000. So my question for you is how long would you stay out there with your buddy flipping that coin? And I would suggest that you might stay out there until it got so dark outside that you couldn't see anymore. Because every time it comes up in your favor, you're going to get $1,000. And I'll talk about what happens if it doesn't come up in your favor, that other 18 or 17% of the time. But my point is, you've got darn good odds. So everybody talks about how risky options are, how you shouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, blah, blah, blah. This is usually your financial advisor who's not going to make any money off of you trading options. And also, they don't probably know anything about trading options. So the neat thing about options and the safety of options is they're always in a continuum. So you can go from very, very safe, which is what we're looking at here, is really the safest end of the options continuum, all the way to super, super risky. So we can just flip this on its head. And if you were buying that option instead of selling it, of course, you would have about a 17% chance of winning. The irony is the majority of people buy these out-of-the-money short-term options hoping to hit the lottery. That used to be me. I mean, I can't put anybody down. That used to be me. And I lost and I lost and I lost and I blew up my account. And finally, I said one day, where in the heck is all my money going? Is it piling up somewhere in some big Scrooge McDuck warehouse where the guy is jumping up and down on it, you know, with a little like stick in there that says 1 million, 2 million, 3 million? I mean, where is my money going? Finally, this big light bulb goes on over my head and I realize, oh, it's going to the options seller. The option seller is getting my money. Every time I buy an option, the option seller is getting it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, hello, why don't I become an option seller? I mean, do you have to pass a test? Do you have to get elected to that position? Do you have to be appointed? Do you have to go through an interview? No, it's a self-selection process. You just say, I'm going to start selling options instead of buying them. And ever since I made that very, very, very important change in my life, things have never been the same. So look at this. We have this almost an 83% chance of winning before market direction, trend, or fundamentals are considered or future events. How much do they add to our probability of winning? They add quite a bit. So even, can you see where you can vastly even increase your chances of winning? By the time we stack all the factors in your favor, you can expect to win on 8 out of 10 trades, whether you watch your trades or not. Now, I want you to dwell on this for a minute because almost every strategy you're going to hear from a trader or a timing analyst or just about anybody else that's really active in the markets, they're going to teach you all these lines to look at and this and that. And when this happens, you're supposed to do that. And when that happens, you're supposed to do this. You know, I realized early in my trading career, I didn't want to do that. If I watched the market enough, and I paid attention to every uptick and downtick of the market enough, eventually they would haul me out and strapped to a gurney mumbling to myself. I mean, it's a great recipe for going insane. Now, keep in mind, I've been doing this for over 25 years. I've been trading heavily in the options market since 1996. And I've been through the dot-com bubble. I've been through the crash. I've been through the crash of 08. Markets get crazy volatile. It's really hard sometimes to predict what they're going to do. If you're watching your trades every second of every day, I mean, there's a rare type of person that might be able to do that. I think it'll drive you insane eventually. In fact, you're better off in many cases if you don't watch your trades, making this not only a great cash flow strategy, but a great lifestyle strategy. I want to be out enjoying myself. I want to exercise outdoors. As soon as I get done with this presentation, I'm going to jump on my bike. I'm going to bike to the gym. It's a gorgeous sunny day and I'm going to get in a workout. And that's what I love about putting on these positions that work with or without us watching them. So for the trades that don't work out, we've got a proven strategy for cutting any losses in half so you can easily make the money back plus some on the next two trades. Once again, the probabilities tell us we're going to win on those two trades. So really stacked in your favor. This strategy truly gives you a mathematical expectation of winning, and that's all you need to make money over time, exactly what you want for a realistic retirement or financial freedom strategy. So if you don't have that many years left to get where you need to be, this part is critical, and that's better than market returns. So imagine if you could combine the best part of a business with the best part of investing. The best part of a business is consistent weekly cash flow. The best part of investing is it's passive. It doesn't take much time or effort. Love that. So this strategy combines both. It does something pretty remarkable, and it's your secret to having a real shot at retiring cash rich in 3 years or less. So this strategy can recreate returns every week. The S&P 500 now has, I mean, you got to love this. They've got expirations Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you really get into this, you can be having these things expiring constantly. So when it comes to investments, most people think in terms of annual returns, but if you change your thinking to creating weekly returns, your expectations rise along with your probability of success. That's the truth. So back in 2012, the Options Clearing Corporation started experimenting with weekly options expirations instead of the traditional monthly expirations, with just a handful of the most active stocks. But now years later, there are over 430 stocks with weekly options, plus a whole bunch of indices like the S&P 500. And the S&P 500 now has a Monday, Wednesday, Friday expiration, so it's fabulous. So this is a monumental change, and it now means you can create a whole series of weekly paychecks, which is what our entire subscription service is dedicated toward providing. So if you just increasing your expectations actually gets you more. And this is true in life. This is true in trading. If you start thinking in terms of weekly returns instead of yearly, you have the potential of dramatically increasing, because even if your weekly returns are modest, there are so many of them. And if you compound those returns, you'll be shocked at what it can add up to. And we're going to take a look at that in a moment. For now, let's take a look at the third pillar of our plan, and that is a tax-free buildup and payout. Remember, the only money that matters is the money you get to keep. If you've ever paid a lot of taxes in your life, this part should be extremely compelling. And in the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997, Congress gave us a great gift I believe every American should take advantage of, and that is the Roth IRA. You can trade this strategy inside of a Roth as long as you fill out the paperwork correctly, and I can show you how to do that. So with a Roth, you put after-tax money into a trading account just like you did if you opened any trading account. But here's the kicker. Any money you make is yours to keep. That means both the buildup and the eventual payout is completely tax-free at both the federal and state tax levels. So your state income tax is determined by what you owe on your federal return. If you don't owe anything on your federal return, you're not going to owe anything on your state return. If you're in a really high tax jurisdiction right now, that should make a huge difference to you. Of course, there's some rules, but they're not that bad. You can contribute up to $6,500 per year or $7,500 a year if you're over the age of 50. You can contribute to a Roth if you make up to $153,000 for single filers and $228,000 for married couples filing jointly. So that means the vast majority of people qualify. You can contribute anytime during the tax year, right up until April 15th of the following year. And if you have the account open for at least 5 years, you can start taking contributions as early as 59 and a half. But unlike a regular IRA, you don't have to take them. So pretty slick, pretty cool deal. So let's go over it real quick. It's the safest strategy anyway, where weekly income that compounds to some pretty astonishing returns. And it's a strategy that's perfect for Roth IRA, where you have both a tax-free buildup and payout. So I got a lot of money in my Roth, and this is like kind of what I do with. So let's take a look at how this works in the real world. So I'm going to show you some typical trades taken right from my weekly training letter, The Winning Secret. This is just from last night. I publish it every Tuesday night, and we just take a look at the general direction of the market, and then we get down to the nitty-gritty, and I offer two trades per week. A more conservative trade to do in your Roth, and then a more aggressive trade. And they all seem to work out pretty well. So here's an example on Burl. Burlington is the retail stores. We took in 70 cents on Burl and expired for a 9-day 39% profit. This just happens to be one I want to give it as an example. You can see from looking at the chart, this is a pretty good trade. This is probably one that's going to work. It's got all the elements that we look for, a really strong trend. We're above resistance on this one. And I just want to say, so this one happened to yield 39%. We're typically shooting for 25%. Now, if you get 25% every 10 days, you don't even have to get out a calculator. You know you're going to be wealthy, especially as that compounds. But a lot of the time, especially lately, I don't know if the volatility has increased or what's going on, but we've been able to do a little bit better than that. Here's RH. This is the old Restoration Hardware. We took in 60 cents and that expired for a 9-day 32% profit. So we come out with a Tuesday. We actually enter the trade on a Wednesday. So in trading days, that's the 5 days of the next week because it expires on the next Friday, plus the 1, 2, 3 days of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's actually really an 8-day rhythm. It's a little shorter than what I'm saying here. It's a little better than what I'm saying, but this is what we got, 32%. And this commentary that you see on the chart is right off of the service. And then, of course, I do a big fundamental and technical commentary as well in text. On this one, on GS, Goldman Sachs, the famous vampire squid, we took in 73 cents. And that was enough credit that we actually were able to close the play early and just paid 5 cents. We netted 68 cents for a 9-day 38% profit. We were a little scared about the thing bouncing up. So when that happens, sometimes we take our profits early. We took in 50 cents on ADP, but closed the play 5 days later, paying 15 cents and netting 35 for a 5-day 18% profit. And these are in successive order. I'm not cherry picking. This is just what it's been. And we just win the vast majority of the time. So I had to kind of search for some losing trades to kind of show you what those look like. Oh, here's one. This is a bear call spread on the SPX. So we sold a bear call spread on the SPX for $1.25, but we're stopped out 2 days later at $2.25. So we are stopped. So just to kind of let you know what's going on. So here's my little pen. When we open the trade, we sell this call. We buy this call to hedge the top call. And our only risk is between the two. In this case, that is a $5 spread. Well, here's what's interesting about options theory is you could lose, say you collected this a dollar on this. And this thing reversed around, doesn't look like it's going to, but let's say it reverses around and goes straight up and you let it go straight up all the way to expiration, you're going to lose the whole $5 minus the dollar that you put in. So you're going to lose $4, right? Does everybody follow me on that? But here's what's interesting. If you put your stop in, this is where I'm going to show you how to limit your losses right here. If you put your stop in right at the sold strike, so that happens to be right here, right at the sold strike, options pricing theory tells us it's going to take half the distance of the spread to close this thing. So instead of it costing you $5, it only costs you $2.50. But here's the thing. We already took in a dollar, right? Or in this case, if you look over here, we took in $1.25. So you have to subtract that credit that you got because once you get that credit, nobody can take it away from you. That is yours. You got paid. And that's yours, but it costs you $2.50 to close this thing. So you end up losing $1.25. $2.50 minus $1.25 is $1.25. So that's your loss on this particular trade. So As you can see, that's a lot better loss than losing $4 over here. So that's how we really mitigate our losers, is we don't let this thing, if it's going in the opposite direction, we just don't let it run. We always, always, always have a stop that's in place all the time at our sold strike. And so that's how we mitigate those losses. So let's see what we did on this one. So what we actually did is we originally, this is step number one, we sold for a $1.25 credit, right? And we sold it. The reason is because we actually put on the play. We suggested the play somewhere in here. The next day it shot higher. We got more than we expected. We were going for a dollar. We got $1.25. And it kept shooting higher and actually shot right through our spread, triggered our stop loss right here. And we got stopped at $2.25. And you subtract this original credit from our stop out, and we have a $1 loss, okay? Now you can leave it at that. If you think it's gonna keep going, if you just don't want to mess with this thing anymore, if you're scared of the market, like today, we don't know what the FOMC meeting is gonna do or any day that there's a big event coming out, and not necessarily today, but if there's just volatility, you wanna step aside, sometimes that's the best thing to do. But in this case, I thought, I think this thing's gonna reverse. So we did a step three here, which is kind of cool. One of the things I love about options is you always have options. So we rolled up and we sold this, we closed this one. So that's gone now. And we rolled up and we sold this strike. We bought this strike and we got, for this spread right here, we got $1.15. Okay, so let's take a look at our math. So we're down a dollar, right, from our first trade, but we collected $1.15 by rolling up. That credit resulted in a 15 cent net credit, which equals a 4% profit. So what we just did is we took what would have been a 25, if you lose a dollar on a $5 spread, that's a 25% loss. We mitigated that by rolling up and we turned a 25% loss into a 4% profit, which I will take any day of the week. So I just want you to let you know that there is things that you can do and things that we do. I don't like to do a lot of fancy dancing. I don't like to roll up a lot. So we try and pick trades that we don't have to do this, but it's nice to know that you can. It's nice to know that you're not just going to get stuck with a loss there's things that you can do about it. So we sold a bear call spread. Our next play was on the SPX for $1.05. And this one, we got stopped out 2 days later. Here's my commentary. Doesn't it look like it's just rolling over? This is classic. We sold all the way up here. This darn thing it surprised everybody. It just went straight up. 2 days later, we got stopped at 260 for a 39% loss. But keep in mind, if we're just making our minimum target credit of 25% in two trades, you're already back profitable again. This is why I say this is the most profitable, the most consistent way to trade I've seen in my 30 plus years trading. So it's really good for a Roth. You can expect to have a buildup in this thing. And then we sold a bull put spread on ASML for 90 cents and expired 9 days later for a 56% gain. So this is one where we really got a lot more than we thought we were. This trade did really, really 56%. So that takes care of, a couple of losers, and it just really goes a long way towards getting you in the profit category. So let's have a reality check on what you can expect here. So we target a 20 to 25% return. Oftentimes, as you've seen, we do better than that, but that's what we target, with over an 80% chance of winning. And we do not fudge on that percent chance of winning. We want that or better, just based on the options pricing formula. And then, of course, we get the technicals, fundamentals, and everything else working for us if we can. But here's the thing. We hold back about 40. We don't go all in. You don't bet your whole account. We hold back about 40% of our account for buybacks and rollouts. So that's just kind of what I showed you is, we had to buy back one out, and then a rollout is roll it up or roll it out or whatever you need to do to have your second chance to win. And as you've seen, we don't always win. That's just a fact of life with trading. So I want to just kind of bring our figures down. So what can we realistically expect? What can you realistically expect trading this strategy and following my trades? So we're making trades every week. So you're usually bringing in returns every Friday. So even if you got just 12.5%, half of what we target per week, that's 50% per month. Now, 50% per month is crazy returns. If you're getting that consistently, you're going to be a zillionaire. But here's the thing. If you're trading right now, if you've been trading for a while, you know that something always comes along. You know, there's a market crash, there's a reversal, there's a huge amount of volatility. Things happen. You get stopped when you didn't expect to get stopped. There's gaps. So you lose more than you thought you were going to. There's all this crazy stuff that happens. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're going to get 50% per month. I haven't done that. I probably had months where I did do that. I've had months literally where we had no losing trades. I mean, we do two trades a week. We've had months where we had eight trades that month and we didn't have a single. So yeah, we probably did, you know, really, really well, but that's not, I'm talking about what's consistent, what you can depend on. So because of buybacks and losses, so that 50% is way too rich. Let's say it's half of that, 25% per month. And even at that figure, you'd be rich in no time. So let's cut that down even more. I want to get this to a point where anybody can have a reasonable expectation of getting this. So I know we can get, anybody can get 10% per month doing this. If you just use the safeguards that I'm talking about, if you set your stops where they're supposed to, if you get out of trades early when you think they're going to be a little dicey, and I advise on all of that in the service. I mean, if there's something coming up, I let you know. I think anybody can get 10% per month, but let's make these estimates really conservative. So let's do this even cut it down a little bit more to 7%. So let's say all you can do is just 7% per month. I think you can do more, but let's say that's all it is. 7% is just a fraction of what you're shooting for, but let's base our figures on that. That's just 3.5% every 2 weeks, about 1/7 of what we're targeting. So if you follow my directions, the mathematical probabilities say you'll do better, but let's stick with the 7% figure and see what you have. So let's put some other parameters down here. If you open a Roth account today and put 7,000 in it and add 7,000 per year for 3 years, I think if you're under 50, it's 6,500. I think if you're over 50, it's 7,500. So I'm just splitting the difference here. And you can do this math on your own. So I'm just saying it's 7,000 per year. And you do that for 3 years. So that's not a lot of money. And you just get 7% per month using this very safe, very consistent strategy. What do you have at the end of 3 years? So here's the graph. You just take a look at this. So right here, you have this pretty nice increase. And then you contribute another 7,000. You get a jump at the end of your first year. And then it starts going up. And you'll notice that the curve is steepening. You get another jump of another 7,000 right here. Then in your third year, if you just follow the rules and you do this, this is what you're looking at. Now, you got to put some safeguards in place, and I will help you with that, especially when you're dealing with large numbers. But just take a look at this. What do you have at the end of 3 years? So what's your actual dollar amount? Let's get down to cases here. Let's get down to specifics. At the end of 3 years, now keep in mind, you've only put in you put money in for 3 years. So what is that? 21,000. So now after 3 years, you've got $127,885. And at just 7% per month, that comes to $8,952 in monthly cash flow. And it doesn't stop there. It just keeps going up. So from there, the next month is over $9,000 per month, and it's growing every month. Now, I'm dealing with some pretty big numbers right now. A lot of the people that have been with me for a while are. I met a CEO at a conference a while ago. He's a sharp guy. Really like him. We talk all the time about trading. I've invested a lot of money in his company. I think it's one of our great, really high potential microcaps that we have a service for. And I really like this guy. He said, you know, I turned him on to this. He didn't know anything about options. And we got along really well. And we talked for a while. I said, you should really do this. When he got involved, he did 26 trades in a row without a single loser. I mean, this guy is an enthusiast. He is so into this. He absolutely loves it. Are you going to do that? I don't think so. I mean, I think one of the best things that can happen to a guy is you lose money on your first one or two trades. So you realize, oh, this is no magic bullet, but it just tends to work the vast majority of the time. What I love about this is it's an actual plan. You can see it's not all about the trading. We're actually trying to get somewhere, and we're doing it inside of a Roth. So this is a tax-free buildup. And I think most of us can make it on $9,000 per month tax-free if, you know, we keep our trips to Starbucks in line. Are you guaranteed that this is what you're going to get? Are you guaranteed this is what your graph is going to look like? Heck no. I know that's a perfect chart and things never work out perfectly in the real world, but you got to ask yourself, what if it even comes close? What if it, and you know, we're not talking about a lot of time and effort here. We're not talking about trading every single day and trying to wring every little penny out of the markets. We're talking about putting these trades on, which literally, I do all the research. I spend a lot of time. And by the way, we have some proprietary software now that analyzes a stock, and they come up on a screener for me. And ever since we really perfected this software, we don't lose much. It's really, really increased our win rate. And also it's increased the universe of stocks that we look at. Every year, every few months, they seem to add more stocks to the weekly options. So we've got a lot more to look at. Stocks are expensive now. So I really like trading stocks that are over $100 a share because you get the really good premium. So we've got a lot of things going for us right now that we never used to. It's better now than it ever has been. Our win rate is better. If I tell you how we're doing, nobody would believe us. What I encourage people to do is sign up for a month or two and just see how good this thing works. Once I do all, it takes me most all of the day on Tuesday, and I'm also looking the rest of the week for good trades to come up with these two trades that are published late on Tuesday night. They're there in plenty of time for you to place the trades Wednesday morning. But in order to, you know, in placing the trades, including your automatic stops and everything that I'm going to show you, it takes me 2 minutes the next morning to actually place my trades. And then I put in automatic stops and I literally forget about them. Unless there's a reason to close these trades early, unless the chart does something that I don't like, unless the market's getting kind of jiggy with it, we just let them go till expiration and we collect, you know, that entire premium ends up on our account. The nice thing about selling just 8-9 days a time is the time decay curve is pretty steep. So that time decay is working for you all the time. I also try and sell overinflated options with a lot of volatility premium in them. So we get that volatility collapse as well. So we have two really big aspects of the options pricing model working for us in addition to overall market direction and the direction of that stock. So there's a big problem here, and you can try this strategy out for yourself. I encourage you to get involved. You can start with as little as 5,000, do one or two contracts to start and work your way up from there. And there's just one problem. And the problem is, if you make a couple of mistakes in the beginning, basic mistakes, and you don't make money, what most people do at that point is they say, well, this doesn't work for me. I don't care what that guy said on the webinar. This doesn't work, and I'm going to quit. And that would be a shame, because this really is the best way to trade because of your high likelihood of winning and the hands-free nature of the trading once you put on a position. So I would hate for you to pass on the best strategy I've ever seen for creating and building wealth and cash flow. Because you made a couple of rookie mistakes in the beginning, or, you know, even worse, didn't open the right kind of account with the right kind of broker. So to make sure you start off profitably and stay that way, I put together an educational package that is the best anywhere for this strategy. I specialized on this. I've been doing this for many, many years, way longer than anybody else I know in the business. And that's a fraction of the $2,500 price we used to charge. You know, it's funny. I used to sell this on cruise ships in different places. Blew people's minds. They happily paid the $2,500, got involved. And I still get thank you notes to this day from old customers that are still doing this. They might not subscribe anymore because they've gotten good at doing this on their own. But 10 years later, they're still emailing me going, hey, thanks for turning me on to this. It's the best thing I've ever found. And the options market isn't going away. The stock market might go up or down, but the options market grows every year. They do more contracts every year than the previous year, and it just keeps going. So let's see what's in this package, and let's see if some of this might appeal to you. So the package is called The Winning Secret, and it includes your first introductory presentation is how to trade credit spreads for fun and profit. And it shows you step-by-step how credit spreads work, why they work so well, and how they can work for you. And then you get a 161-page downloadable ebook, complete with color graphs, charts, pictures, and everything you need to start trading profitably and stay that way, plus a 10-chapter video series where you can hear and see exactly what to do to start generating income. You'll also gain access to our archived webinars and video tutorials so you can discover new strategies and ways to improve your returns and limit your risk. And you'll have access to all new additions for life as an owner of this package. So in the old days, you just get a tape set or books or whatever, and they would sit on your shelf and maybe gather dust. So this is dynamic. As we discover new strategies, new ways to do things, we'll do webinars and we post them inside the site. We're always adding things. I'm doing new modules all the time. I just added a whole new program. In fact, I don't even have this advertised here, but a whole new program you'll have access to called the Greatest Option Strategy. And it's what originally got me retired back in the run-up in the late 1990s. It works so darn well in a trending market. I think you're going to love it. And just did a whole webinar package on that. I got to actually put it in here because it's really cool. It's our latest thing that we just added. And you'll see videos that show you how to set up automatic orders with our favorite broker for spread trading to automatically trap profits. I call these things money traps. It's kind of fun. Whether you have time to watch the markets or not, you know that your trades will be handled with or without you automatically. What I love about this is for most styles of trading, exiting is a real head scratcher. Like, do I hold out for more profits or do I get out now? And this just makes all those decisions for you. You either get a maximum profit expiration or it gets you out at the right time, one or the other, automatically. So with your subscription, so now that's all part of the package and you get that and you get to keep that as part of what I'm going to offer you here today for life. And that doesn't cost you anymore. You just get to get that and keep it. Now there's a subscription part of this. That's $97 a month, but you can reduce that if you want to sign up for, you know, a quarter or a year. But this thing, you get two trades a week. I would say on any given week, you can pay for your whole subscription for a year, the way things have been going. And you get two new high probability trades every week. I'll show you exactly where to sell your spreads and exactly how to sell them for the possibility of maximum gains with minimum risk. And if necessary, I give you commentary. It's great service. We have a lot of people get on. People don't often get off. Plus, as an extra bonus, you'll get a 10-module video course specifically on trading the weeklies. I think you're going to like this. And I give you a lot of personal attention. So it's not all just digital. I've got some really great gals, really sharp gals that work for me. This is Deanna. So included with this package is a free one-on-one orientation. This is all about the service. It's to make sure your account's set up the right way. You know how to take the best advantage of your new service and the strategy, how to navigate it, what to look for. And she's going to spend some time with you. Usually it takes about 40 minutes. People have questions. She's great. She's been doing this for a while. I love Deanna. You're going to love her too. And the real big, big, big bonus of this package is Alicia. And unfortunately, I live in a college town. She graduated in finance. She is one of the sharpest people I've ever met. And you're going to get a one-on-one trading session with Alicia. She is our options coach. It's a 45-minute session. Sometimes they go a little bit over. We don't worry too much about a minute here and a minute there. You're fine. And these sessions are tailor-made to your learning pace and skill level. Excuse me. Alicia is fantastic. You're going to love her. She's sharp. She's personable. Half of the guys that are dealing with her want to date her. I don't think she's available, but she sure is nice and she sure is great to talk to. And she's also makes people a lot of money. So we have three session coaching packages, and we have 8 session coaching packages. We have several people that get back-to-back 8 session coaching packages. Is it because they can't figure out what a put or a call is? No. It's Alicia sits down with them. They figure out what they're going to trade for that day, and they trade it, and she makes people a fortune. She's not a financial advisor. We're not licensed for that. She's not going to tell you what to trade. It's not how this works. But she is going to say, oh, yeah, this trade looks good. Here's what to watch out for. Here's some strike prices you might want to take a look at. Here's why. So you're learning while you're making money. And like I say, I've got people that have done 4 or 5, 8 session coaching packages back to back. I mean, people love this gal. I love this gal. I feel really fortunate to have her on our team. She's been with me since 2012. I don't think she's going anywhere. We get along pretty good. And I think you're going to absolutely love her. So this is huge. One coaching session is close to $400. I'm including this, and people buy them all the time. I mean, this isn't some thing we just made up here. People love this. And this is something I'm throwing into the package. So this is everything you get. I want you to come on board. I've priced this thing so anybody can afford it that is even the slightest bit curious. You're going to get the whole package to keep forever. You're going to get your trading session with Alicia. You're going to get your orientation with Deanna. And it's all, I've got a price here. I'm not even going to tell you what it is because I want you to go and take a look at it. It is so inexpensive for everything you get. It's like you paid for a session with Alicia. It's like you get everything else for free. So that's all at retirementfreedomplan.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you inside the site. You can also call our toll-free number. You're going to talk to Heidi, another super sharp gal. All of these gals are smarter than I am. I just got to say, they do coding. They're way younger than I am. They're just sharp. I'm just glad to have them around. Our 1-800 number is 877-507-7878. You can call if you want to talk to somebody and make sure that we're a real company and we have real people here. But I want you to go to this retirementfreedomplan.com and see what we have for you, because it's pretty comprehensive. We've got some time. Fortunately, we've gotten through this fairly quickly. I talk pretty quickly. I know David might have some announcements to make at the top of the hour, but we do have a few minutes for questions. And we've got a few here. I'm going to just go over them. My understanding is that investment income is unearned income and cannot be contributed to an IRA. Yes, IRA income must be earned income. And you are right about that. But you can take earned income and you can make your contribution and then you can trade it. And that's really what I'm saying. Is there a trial period or money back guarantee? Not with the special. We have a guarantee if you're paying full price for everything, but I don't think you want to do that. So at this really, really dramatically reduced price, no. You've got it, but I think you're going to like it. Let's just go down the list here. Should we then look for 100% or close to it? I think you might be referring to the returns, and no, that's not a good idea. You'll get stopped out too often. Can you stop loss order putting on, oh, can you show a stop loss order on the platform? I actually have videos that show how to do that. It's actually pretty slick. I think Thinkorswim has invested millions of dollars in some great software. Some people have a hard time figuring out how to use it. And so I do a pretty good job of making that simple for you. And I have videos on that. Can we just pay you $7K or access and you do the trading? I don't do that. I'd rather really, I know this sounds like a cliche and it is a cliche, but I'd rather teach a man to fish and so he can do it for the rest of his life than hand them a fish. If something happens to me, I want you to be able to do this forever. Okay, let's continue to go down. Can you share actual results this year? Well, the year's not over yet, but I can't put them up here. I don't have them in that form, but I can tell you that lately out of our 8 trades per month, we've been losing on maybe one. And in some cases we'll roll that one. We just, you know, it's been really nice. It cuts down on my anxiety level. I really want to do well for you and my subscribers. So it's really nice. We just don't lose that much. Even though the market's been kind of jumping around a little bit. David's posted the link in here in the chat if you want to click on it. Are there any live weekly, monthly group webinars? You know, there isn't right now, but my gals are really encouraging me to do that. So I'm thinking about doing a live webinar just for subscribers once a month and just talking about the market and where things are going. That's actually a really good idea. I think I should do that. I think it would increase my connection with everybody and probably increase everyone's success rate. And I've also noticed that our subscribers are sharp. So a lot of the time they've got something to contribute that we all benefit from. So that's actually a good idea. Do you provide trade alerts for adjustments? I do. Fortunately, we don't have to do them that often, but I'll send out a trade alert absolutely for sure in an email. I also will send it out to a text for anybody that signs up for our texts. Only about half of the people have signed up for texts, but I send them both ways. We've got one request for a webinar replay. And David is actually recording this. So I think he's going to send out replays, which would be really nice. How many subscribers do you have now? That's proprietary. That's part of our own business, but we've got a lot and they tend to stick with us. I've got some subscribers that have been with us for over 10 years. I actually encourage people to go out on their own once they've been with us for 3 years or whatever. I figure they can do this on their own, but a lot of people just like being part of the community and they stick with us. David says he's recording each of the presentations and they'll be available on timingresearch.com as soon as he can get them processed. And also they'll be on Timing Research on YouTube. Those are going to be available. So we're kind of closing in on the top of the hour. If there's no more questions, I'm going to wrap it up here. But I just want to say this is, I think one of the things I like the most about this style of trading is it's really low anxiety. And I like the idea of making money on a regular basis with trading, but I don't like the idea of being worried about my trades. And I don't know where you are on the continuum of traders, some people seem to get a big adrenaline rush out of it. I would rather just see the money kind of stack up in my account. And with this mathematical edge and our automatic orders, it's really a great way to do this. Yeah, it is. So we've just got the reveal here. It's $397 package for lifetime access. Thanks for actually putting that up there. I want you to go to the website and see everything that you got, but I appreciate you putting that up there. Once again, I think anybody that with a trading account that can fund a trading account can certainly afford it. I know a lot of these option packages go for it in the thousands, but I just really want to give you a shot at this if you want. And my goal is to make you money. And if I do that, you'll probably go on to some of our other services, which are also very, very exciting as far as building wealth. So that's it for my presentation. I appreciate you being here. Encourage you to visit our site. It's wealthbuilderpublishing.com. And the package is a retirement freedom plan. And I encourage us to get involved. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for having me.